A report has found that COVID-19 vaccines cut in half the chances that an adult here in the U.S. would have to go to the ER or be hospitalized with the infection last fall and winter. Small problem, you're not going to find this report to be able to read this report. At least not from the agency that led the research, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The head of the CDC, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, who's also, by the way, the director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health, NIH, blocked the publication of those findings in the CDC's journal, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Now we have the authors of the study who got the official rejection letter from the journal this past Tuesday, even though the study had cleared what are called internal reviews and had been scheduled for publication. Yes, this is unusual because study followed the normal methods that the agency uses to estimate the effectiveness of vaccines against seasonal respiratory viruses like COVID and flu. List goes on from there. According to sources from within, Bhattacharya took issue with the study's test negative design. Now, HHS didn't answer any questions about what exactly the concerns are, but that's been at least the expressed reason for killing the report. What's additionally odd about this is the process used to arrive at the conclusions is the standard way of measuring vaccine effectiveness for COVID, RSV, other seasonal respiratory viruses. Now, it's no secret that COVID-19 vaccines have been a particular target of RFK Jr., the head of HHS. Back in June, he announced that COVID-19 vaccines would no longer be recommended for pregnant women and kids. Last September, the agency's new vaccine advisors removed the CDC's blanket recommendation for COVID-19 vaccines for everyone 6 months and older, and instead recommending that the vaccine be given after shared clinical decision-making, meaning with a recommendation or prescription from a doctor or pharmacist. March meeting of the vaccine advisors was due to report on injuries related to COVID-19 vaccines, but that was postponed because of a legal ruling. And just this past Tuesday, in a congressional hearing, RFK Jr. actually denied his vaccine views played a role in declining vaccination rates and disputed that he has been anti-vaccine. Oh, really? Then who was it who has been leading the charge against vaccines, claiming that they are linked to autism? RFK Jr. Who's been the loudest voice claiming that the COVID vaccine is, quote, the deadliest vaccine ever made? That would be RFK Jr. The same RFK Jr. who in the past has argued that children's gender identity can be impacted by water and that 5G high-speed wireless networks are being used to control our behavior. This past week got a little bit more heavy for RFK Jr. as he attempted, in front of a Senate committee hearing, in exchange with Senator Elizabeth Warren, he tried to explain Trump math. Check this out.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So after President Trump and the Republicans slashed health care for millions of families, the president pitched his TrumpRx website as the answer for Americans who are worried about health care costs. He claims that TrumpRx has reduced prices by as much as 600%. 600%, which I think means companies should be paying you to take their drugs. But let's do some real math here. Take one drug, Protonix. A 30-day supply of this heartburn medication costs $200 on TrumpRx. But there is an identical generic version of this pill called pantoprazole. Secretary Kennedy, do you know how much it costs for a 30-day supply of that drug at Costco?
But I would say this, Senator.
Do you know what it costs?
President Trump has a different way of calculating. If there's two ways of calculating percentage. If you have a $600 drug and you reduce it to 10, that's a 600% reduction.
That you know I only have 5 minutes. Do you know what the drug costs at Costco?
I do not.
The drug is $16 at Costco. Trump Rx charges $200 for Protonix, and Costco charges $16. Let's do another one. Tecosin is a treatment for heart arrhythmia. It costs $336 on Trump Rx, or you can get the generic at Cost Plus Drugs for $12. So you tell me, Mr. Secretary, are patients better off paying $336 on Trump Rx or $12 at Cost Plus Drugs?
You're comparing apples to oranges because you're comparing the brand drug to the generic drug.
Yeah, to the exact same drug.